Following testimony from Senator Rand Paul and bill sponsors, the Senate Committee on Local and State Government voted to advance the measure to the full Senate. Kentucky's junior senator told reporters it's progress.
I think they'll achieve a compromise, but I would say that we've gone a long way from a bill that was never voted on in the Senate, never had a hearing on, to getting a hearing and getting a vote today. I think it's a huge step forward.
But the Senate version of the House bill adds five new provisions, among them a five-year period where former felons must not commit another crime before they are eligible for voting rights, and a measure rendering those with multiple prior offenses ineligible. Bill sponsor Representative Jesse Crenshaw argued the committee version eats away at the intent of House Bill 70. Senator Damon Thayer said without the new additions, the bill isn't likely to go anywhere.
I'm going to tell you that House Bill 70, unamended, is not going to get called up for a vote in the Kentucky State Senate. So this is your best chance to keep this bill moving forward.
The bill passed committee with no dissenting votes. Josh James, WUKY News.